Welcome to 10 Minutes with the King. Glory to God. Where it is our purpose to keep our listeners, or to help our listeners, I should say, enter into God's throne room and experience that precious intimate time of fellowship by exalting our Lord and Savior. 10 Minutes with the King is brought to you by Koinonia Bible Training Center. Hallelujah. It is a 30-minute broadcast where we are encouraging our listeners to listen, to spend at least 10 minutes daily with the Lord before you begin your day. Your DJ this morning is Pastor Nancy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So be blessed as you enter into worship with me this fine Monday morning. Shalom, shalom.
Refreshing anointing. Fear.
glory, glory, glory to God. Whatever you need, whatever you need. Hallelujah. I feel you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We have to get connected to the Spirit of God, because there's so much rhetoric out there. There's so many people. People ask questions about faith, about Jesus, about church, about God. And somebody always has an answer. And the answer can always sound logical, convincing, or whatever. But is it actually the truth? The truth of God's word, the truth of what God is saying, the truth of what God wants us to know and understand. This is where we have to draw the line in the sand. Glory to God. Listen to the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. There's wonderful people out there who love the Lord, but sometimes they just see things in their traditional ways, and that's it. That's it. They've closed everything off. But let's get into the word and ask the Lord to speak to us through his word. As long as we're living, we're always students. We're always learning. Don't shut your mind off. Always be willing to learn. Always be willing to listen. Hallelujah. You don't take everything you listen, you hear. You're not gullible. But listen. Hallelujah. And then ask the Holy Spirit to discern for you what's going on, what's the spirit, what's not the spirit, what's the enemy, what's not the enemy, what's for you to follow. It may not be a bad thing, it could be a good thing, but it works for them and not for you, because your walk is a little different. Thank you, Jesus. God has a plan for you, for your life. And you need to walk in it. Hallelujah. Let's just get to the word and stick to the word. There's too much proof here that this word is infallible. Hallelujah. Man makes mistakes, but God does not. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And as I've been studying, you know, they talk about the Bible and how it's written, and man wrote it. Listen, they have found scrolls, they have found evidence, and this is what is meticulous about the Jewish scribes. They didn't change a thing. And when they go back and they find these things under the earth somewhere, and they see, you know, everything has carried over, nothing changed. They were very meticulous about the dot, the tittle, the spacing, the number count, everything. And then you see how scripture backs up scripture. Line upon line, precept upon precept. This Bible cannot in no way have been put together by man. Because you can see things that was prophesied in the Old Testament. You can see things that nobody would have known in the later years. But there it is. And it all connects. And it all lines up. Man couldn't do that. It had to be by some kind of divine inspiration. Well, we know what that divine inspiration is and was. Glory to God. Psalms 141 through 5. O Lord, rescue me from evil people. Preserve me from those who are violent, those who plot evil in their hearts and stir up trouble all day long. Their tongues sting like a snake, the poison of a viper from their lips. O Lord, keep me out of the hands of the wicked. Preserve me from those who are violent, for they are plotting against me. The proud have set a trap to catch me. They have stretched out a net. They have placed traps all along the way. Glory to God. 1 through 5. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You are my rescuer, and this is an evil day. This day is an evil day. It's everywhere. Because of you, I walk and live in absolute peace. Thank you for the covering of the precious Holy Spirit and the power of the blood of Jesus. What would we do without the power of the blood of Jesus? But we have it, so we're going to rise up. Tierney Smith, we are going to rise up.
The dead are going to rise up to sing your praise, O Lord. The dead are going to rise up to sing your praise, O Lord. The blinded eyes will see your glory. The deaf will hear your song. The dead are going to rise up to sing your praise, O Lord. The dead are going to rise up to sing your praise.
Dead. What does that mean? You're walking this earth, but your spirit is dead. It has to be awakened and quickened by the precious Holy Spirit. Becoming a born again believer. Jesus said, you must be born again. Nicodemus said, what must I do to be saved? And Jesus said, you must be born again. Well, what did he mean by that? He means that every man was born with a light in them, but because of sin, that light has been laying dormant. It takes the power of the Holy Ghost, and that by Jesus doing what he did, he says, it's expedient for me to leave so the Comforter will come. That Comforter will come and wake that light up in you. Glory to God. And you have opened yourself up for the Holy Spirit to come and live inside of you. You have risen up in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. For what? For the higher call. Oh, glory to God. There's a purpose for you to do. Every man has a purpose. Hallelujah. But you got to let God work that purpose out on your behalf. We're going to hear Tierney again with Higher Calling. I love Tierney. Too many people don't know about her. I met her on a retreat, a woman's retreat. Awesome lady of God. I haven't seen her in years or heard anything of her. But man, her songs are original, but they're powerful. Higher Calling. Yes, indeed. Answer the call. Hallelujah. When he rings your phone, answer the call. Yes, Lord, I am here. Send me. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. What is it is that you want me to know? Yes, Lord. Tell me your truth. Yes, Lord. for I have separated myself unto you for a higher call. Oh, just love that. Glory to God. Yes, indeed. Hallelujah. Well, my purpose is every time I get up in the morning and I invite you into my sphere of influence, it's because God is here. That's the whole point, is to come together where the Holy Spirit meets with us. Glory to God. We want to have that experience with the Lord. Hallelujah. God is here. Martha Menenzi. I'll say it right. God is here.
There is a sweet
Check in with you tomorrow morning, same time. If you catch me live, it will be at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time, USA. Otherwise, you can catch us on a replay and SoundCloud on our website. Be blessed as you go through the day. Know that we love you in the Lord. My prayers are with you. Glory to God. Shalom, shalom. Peace.
Thoughts and phrases flood my mind as I reminisce. But each word will have to wait in line. As I tell you this, I simply love you. I love you. What more? Try.